Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. DFW Airport now selected as one of the airports in this country that's going to screen passengers for coronavirus.
DFW Airport is one of 20 airports where the CDC will be sending a team to screen passengers arriving from China for coronavirus. Cynthia Vega with DFW Airport says the airport is ready to help in any way it can.
We are very interested in making sure that they get all the support they need from our own Department of Public Safety.
Vega says the airport will work to ensure that all passengers are healthy and safe. Since coronavirus was found in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, more than 2,700 people have gotten sick and more than 100 people have died. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A DISD school board member's daughter is facing a capital murder charge, and now she's getting out of jail.
Taylor Johnson has been fitted with an ankle monitor and orders to stay away from drugs, alcohol, and anyone connected to her capital murder case. She's the 20-year-old daughter of Dallas school trustee Maxie Johnson. She and Lake Van Grant are accused of killing a man last month, wrapping his body in a tarp and then setting it on fire. Johnson's bond was initially over $600,000, but a judge has lowered it to $10,000. Her family posted that amount today. Co-defendant Grant had his bond cut to $10,000 yesterday and bonded out. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Mesquite City Council calls a special meeting tonight. They're going to talk about a moratorium on new convenience stores. Alan Skye explains.
The Mesquite Police Department will lay out potential regulations to reduce crime at convenience stores at the meeting tonight at 6. Police say the city had 47 robberies at convenience stores last year, and that accounts for almost 20% of all robberies in Mesquite. City Manager Cliff Cahilly says a moratorium would not try to ban the stores, but, in his words, press pause on new convenience stores to give the city council time to look at how to make them safer and reduce their impact on surrounding neighborhoods. The council will not make a decision tonight. The council could vote next Monday. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The city of Richardson's holding an unveiling today, rolling out a new name for the Collins Arapaho Innovation District in the telecom corridor.
We've been working with our city partners now for the last 3+ years in thinking how to redevelop that area and bringing new energy and new businesses to it. And so we're going to announce a new brand name tonight.
Richardson Chamber President and CEO Bill Spruill explains why branding is important.
It helps to bring a new identity to the area. I think it helps to confirm what we already know, that it's got great economic and physical assets in the area. And it helps to kind of, create a memorable name for it.
Just last month, the Richardson Council approved the changes to aid in the development of the Innovation District. A TRE train hit a semi this morning in Fort Worth at the Riverside Crossing. It shut down Riverside and then TRE for about 2 hours. MedStar says two people had minor injuries. It treated them at the scene. They're going to be okay, but Dart and Trinity Metro had to shuttle people between Fort Worth Central and Richland Hills Station by bus. The trains did finally get rolling again this morning. In 1 year, the Irving police say their mental health unit has done a lot of good. They created it a year ago to address the department's growing amount of mental health-related calls. Sergeant Jeremy Hummert says the team is made up of 3 officers and 1 clinician. They've made a huge impact addressing the needs that regular cops don't have time for.
We may spend hours dealing with one person, try and get them the best help that they need, whereas a patrol officer doesn't really have that ability due to time constraint.
Hummert says the unit continues to follow up with people after their crisis is over. They've got additional care and resources. He says dispatch gets more mental health related calls every day. This year he wants to expand it to address the department's growing need. Dede Jakes has just launched a new project, a new foundation to raise $100 million to grow job training and educational opportunities for minorities. He talked to David Johnson.
And I started the foundation because should the time ever come that I retire or expire, the things that I cared about, I want to continue through the foundation to continue to operate and to make an impact on our country.
More with Bishop Jakes on this evening's CEO Spotlight, 620 on News Radio 1080 KRLD, or you can find them on the podcast app right here at KRLD.com. And the newest baby at the Dallas Zoo finally has a new name.
The baby zebra we told you about last week has been named Malawa. The Dallas Zoo announced his name on social media today. The baby, born January 6th, is the first Hartman's Mountain zebra born at the Dallas Zoo. Malawa means flourishing, and the zoo says that's exactly what the little guy is doing, growing and getting stronger every day. Malawa is still bonding with Mom Kia and Dad Sabra, so for now, he will continue to hang out behind the scenes with the family. No word yet on when he'll be ready for his public debut, but we'll keep you posted. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.